Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And, of course, Minnesota United FC in playoff position at the moment with four to go. The Vikings, we'll get into that in more detail. It is a bye week. We'll talk more Vikings later on in the program here at News Talk 830 WCCO. So, yeah, good stuff there. And Manny Lagos is going to join us, sporting director for Minnesota United FC, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Manny, how are you doing tonight?
Good, sir. How are you?
Yeah, good. You got to feel good after that one last night.
Oh, my gosh. It was gritty. It was wild. Stressful. You know, we'd dropped a devastating home loss to Colorado. We went up a man and up a goal. We were winning. We ended up losing 3-1 and went to Austin, won a gritty game 1-0 that we probably didn't deserve to win. And then Wednesday night was unbelievable. I mean, back and forth both ways. Philly was a good team, and we just, you know, got down 2-1 in the second half again, and we found a way to get the 3 points, which we really needed. So it was a fun one.
Yeah, and now with four to go, as I mentioned at the top, everyone's going to be like this because there's so much scoreboard watching and what are the other teams you're fighting for playoff position. But really, it gets down to this. Minnesota United FC, the Loons control their playoff destiny, and that is continue to get points, ideally three, and the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, we have two home left. We have two away, yep. Especially starting this Saturday against LAFC. Both teams will be tired. They both played more than two or three games in 7 days. So they're coming up to Minnesota, and they're going to be hot. They've got one of their superstars potentially coming back in Vela, and it's huge. If we win, we'll be 7 points clear of them. That'll put us in a great position, to your point, control our destiny. So the other thing I just want to mention to the audience is about the game on Wednesday. It went global, one of our goals. Reynoso stole the ball, dribbled two guys, and he did this like insane no-look back heel to Robin Lode to score the tying goal, not the winning goal, the tying goal. And it was awesome. It went viral all over the world last night because it was that good of a goal. So I encourage our fans to go and Google the highlights because it was that good.
Yeah, and when this group has been together, when the top scorers have played together, and it's not been as much as you or Adrian Heath or anybody associated with the Loons would want, it's been really good.
It has. I mean, I think that's, we got to get better. We got to be more consistent. And obviously, whether we have the injuries or the travel, international travel, some more guys who've been missing, definitely when we have everybody, we're fine. And also, we're very hard to beat. I think in general, defensively, we've been so good all year, which has really kept us in games. It's really about that balance now, finding ways to offensively attack and really build the game. And, you know, again, we went down to Austin, and our defense saved the day. We won 1-0, but we basically defended for almost 65, 70 minutes of the game. Last night was different, though. Last night, for me, was really a great moment because, you know, in some sense, ways, the season was on the line. We needed those points at home. You know, you're down 2-1. The crowd's really getting nervous, and they got into the game. Like I said, it was a roaring comeback by the guys. So it was a really fun one. I think we have to take that kind of energy and mentality now and say, hey, we have to be resilient for these last four games. We have to continue to be tough defensively, and now we have to get better offensively, both at home but on the road. You know, ultimately, we're going to have to find some points on the road, I think, to make the playoffs. So we got to make sure these last four games are really sharp.
Manny Lago, sporting director, Minnesota United FC. And Manny, when you've joined us in the past, the club has always been committed to putting the best product on the field. But this year, there's certainly been their ups and downs. And you talked about the offensive struggles. I mean, that is something that has lingered off and on throughout the 2021 campaign.
Yeah, I mean, I think we try to be as honest and transparent as possible in terms of, you know, some of our signings offensively haven't quite clicked the way we expected or we anticipated. And I think that the reality is there's a drama of a season that needs to play out, and I think you have to deal with it. The great thing about this sport and most sports is you have to be good on both sides of the ball, or sometimes you have to have one side step up more than the other, and I think the defense has really done that. I think we can find our balance and really click these last four games and have momentum going to the playoffs, which is exciting. So to me, it's one of those situations where we can be honest and say we haven't been as consistent as we would have liked, but at the same time, we've really put together good strings of wins throughout the season, and it's an incredibly tough Western Conference. I mean, we're competing against the top two teams in L.A., two of the biggest betting teams in the league for the playoff spot, along with Vancouver, which has really revamped their roster and really put a lot of resources into it as well. So in some sense, we're very proud, but I think over the last couple of years with this group and getting to the Western Conference Finals last year, we expect more. We expect to not only be in the playoffs, but make a run. So, you know, I think this is a great opportunity for us to push through and then hopefully be hot going into the playoffs.
Yeah, and a name that keeps coming up and has really turned into a huge fan favorite, Robin Lowe, you mentioned him. What a year, what a find for the Loons.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, it's kind of funny. He has a hockey player's body. He's kind of this big, heavy-set upper body, and you know, you kind of see almost like a power shift, like when you go into a hockey shift where you go for 30 or 2 minutes. But he's got such a great soft touch, great awareness in the field, and he's got this. He's really good with both feet, but his left-footed finishing. And again, I go back to the game the other night with the goal. I'm encouraging people to go back and watch. Was outstanding. You know, just the technique to put it away off of the pass by Reynoso, which was gorgeous. He has got such great skill for such a big guy and such a kind of thick body type. But he's really good, and he's a really good skilled soccer player as well.
And so, as you mentioned, a lot of action in short order, and this is where conditioning and training pays dividends. Once again, coming up, LAFC, and then trip to Vancouver, and then right back home with Kansas City, all before Halloween. So there's a lot of action in a short period of time.
There really is, and I think the playoff atmosphere that was at on Wednesday and the stress of us knowing we needed the points, the fans were amazing. I mean, they just got into the game. You know, we got a red card about 10 minutes to go, and that could have been it. You know, we could have easily probably given up a goal and tied that game and only gotten 1 point instead of three when we needed all 3 points, and the stadium just erupted to get the guys working hard defensively, gutting it out. You know, they're on their last leg because we had played over the weekend in Austin before that.
Yep.
And I anticipate that's the way it's going to be this Saturday when we play again at Allianz Field, you know, against one of the bigger clubs in the league in LAFC. I think it's going to be a great environment and another great special night for the club and for the stadium and the fans that kind of experience that awesome atmosphere.
7 o'clock, speaking of atmosphere and the support, it is terrific. And Manny, when you talk to other folks around the league, I get the sense that with Allianz Field, the All-Star game coming in, that certainly was big news earlier, that rapidly gaining a reputation is not only a great facility, but great support here.
Yeah, one of my favorite lines for when we got the All-Star game announced, which was a huge global event for us in Minnesota and for the Twin Cities to kind of get that event, was the way the commissioner talked about, we didn't just get it, we earned it. And I think we earned it not just because of the team and the field's been very good for the last couple of years, not just because I think we have one of the best stadiums in the league, but also because we have fans that really understand and care about the team and care about the experience that's going on in the stadium to try to win games. And really, particularly in soccer, they really love that they're a part of the game. They're a part of feeling like they're making a difference, and they really are. And I would say there's only a handful of teams in the entire league that have fans that really give the kind of energy and effort to the players. And I think our players have done a great job of trying to reciprocate that to get the results. And it's really special. It really is unique. And the league acknowledges that. And I think they're really excited to have the All-Star game in a place where it's been one of the better MLS atmospheres in the league for the last couple of years.
And do you think ultimately, Manny, that's going to pay dividends in player recruitment going forward? Because I know there's dollars and cents and contracts, and money is generally at the top of the list. But atmosphere, fan support, all of those things go into it. The Twin Cities, all of those sorts of things, that can be a benefit for this club as you continue to build a year-in, year-out contender in MLS.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think the culture and identity you create, whether it's within our own club and our own team, or whether it's in what I think we, and I humbly get to talk and work for this amazing club where I grew up in the Twin Cities, and I have such a sense of pride when I recruit people here because they all love it in the end. They all love the fact that, you know what, it is really cold in the winter, but it's an amazing place to live, and the community has a resilience of, you know, enjoying winter somehow, but then also enjoying the other four seasons. And it is a huge recruitment tool now that we really are growing in terms of competing for the best players around the whole world. It's becoming a global game, and it's a major competition to find players, get players, develop players. So you're spot on with that comment. It is massively important that we continue to show the world what we have in Minnesota at Allianz Field, because in the end, we have to keep pushing ourselves to always get the best players to play in that field to win and hopefully win trophies.
All right. The Loons in a good spot right now, and they'll try and keep it going Saturday night. LAFC, 7 o'clock, tough ticket, of course, on the road to Vancouver, and then on Halloween right back here at Allianz for a matinee against quite a rival. Kansas City coming to town. And that's good. You know, you want that. You want that rivalry.
Yeah, every game to close out. I mean, I can't see a little bit further ahead in points than us, but the LAFC game is essentially a six-point game, you know, because we'll push them further away from us so we get the result this weekend. And then certainly the Galaxy is the same way, and Vancouver's right there with us. So all three of these four games are really what I call six-point games, and the Kansas City has probably been our biggest rivalry over the last couple of years. You know, we knocked them off 3-0 in the playoffs to get to the Western Conference Final last year. Great rivalry against them, and obviously their proximity to us is part of that as well. So it's going to be a wild close, but again, I think there's some nice energy after last night and the effort and energy that was put in. So I think the group and the club were really excited for these final four games.
Now, top clubs coming up on the schedule, 4 to go in the regular season as the Loons try to hang on or improve their playoff position. Let's end it on a positive. Manny, always great. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right, there he is, Manny Lago, sporting director, and of course, Minnesota United FC.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.